Now, will you notice as we move on, we are told here in verse 9, for her wound is incurable. Now, they had passed over a line, and I do not know where that line is, but I believe that it is possible for an individual, and it's possible for a nation, to pass over a line where it can't come back. And it's not because God is not merciful and gracious, but it's because that the individual or the nation is so bent in sin and has turned such a deaf ear to God that there's nothing left but judgment, you see. It's incurable. They no longer will hear God. And that disturbs me because I wonder today if perhaps my country, my nation, the United States, may now have passed over that line. All I know is they are not hearing the voice of God today, and they don't want to hear the voice of God. Now, in spite of the fact that there is a tremendous reception today for the Word of God, but I sometimes wonder how deep it is. And I wonder whether hearing the Word of God and obedience to the Word of God are synonymous today. I find that there are people today actually that are living in sin or have lived in sin and have never repented of it at all. And yet they talk about how they love the Word of God. My friend, may I say to you, it's possible for an individual and it's possible for a nation to take a step over where it's incurable. He says, for her wound is incurable, for it has come unto Judah. It's gone that far. He's come unto the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. And that was Samaria. That was the Assyrian under Sennacherib that came down, and he just mowed down the northern kingdom. But he got as far as the walls of Jerusalem. And you remember, Hezekiah was afraid that they were going to take the city. And Isaiah went in and told him, no, that was a warning to the southern kingdom. But they didn't heed the warning. Oh, for a while they did, but it wore off and they returned back to their idolatry and sin. And the day came when God judged them.